Good afternoon. I think we are live. We'd like to welcome everybody to the Mesa City Council study session for November the 20th. I'd like to excuse Councilmember Glubson, who is Councilmember Glover, who is absent. The first item on our agenda is to review the items on the agenda for tonight's council meeting. So, Council, if you could please refer to that document. First few items is various liquor license applications. We are going to be honoring a few individuals upstairs, including our Purple Heart recipients and some high school students that helped us with Imagine Mesa. After that, there's various purchase contracts. I did note, Mr. Brady, you said we might be able to get a little more information about item 4P, which is the contract on some of our open data software.
Yes.
Candace, would you like that now?
Yes, please. I think that'd be...
Candace, would it come forward, please?
Be nice for all of us to know a little bit more about what we're doing to share more information with the public.
With you on our open data platform, which is really setting the stage for making data-driven decisions here in the city of Mesa. So we want to give you an update. Where did this come from and why are we talking about this? This is part of our What Works Cities initiative and our partnership that we have with those. As part of that leadership and initiative, we established our Open Data Leadership Board, as well as started an Open Data Leadership Portal, It's kind of been a trial basis for the last 2 years. We just came up on our two-year anniversary of having an open data portal at all. We have about 130 data sets out there, and it is widely used. Our contract for it is expiring, though, this April, and so we're looking for a new platform going forward. We did an RFP, and we're here to talk about what our recommendations are regarding that RFP. Just as a reminder, this is what our open data portal looks like today, kind of just the cover page when you go in. And these are some of our, one of our council priorities in our transforming neighborhoods area, where we have some dashboards and so forth out here today. The one drawback that we have out here is while we do have dashboards out here, we don't have the ability to actually put stories or verbiage along with these dashboards. So they're really just kind of numbers. And we were looking for a platform that would allow us to actually tell the story and not just talk about numbers. If you drill into our data sets, this is a view of some of our financial data sets we have out there, like our tax revenue. And you can see that folks can go in if they're interested in a particular data set and go out and look at the data itself. They can pull it up on their screen or they can download it and analyze it on their own with their own software. Okay. Last spring when we had our budget discussions, we talked about two different things. And one was the fact that we were working on trying to get a more robust open data platform, and we had our RFP out. We also talked about how we really need to talk about our protocols for how we use data in the city, both internally and externally. And we were at that point establishing a new role in the city, which is a data governance administrator. And I do want to introduce Evan Allred, who is sitting in the front row here, giving you a wave. So he has been in our IT staff for about the last 7 years, and we have convinced him to come over and be our open data administrator in OMB. And so he'll be taking on that role officially next week, going into that. So we'll be looking at how we use our data, how we structure it, where it is, what the securities are, and how we use that internally and externally, as well as partners on the outside, like Mesa Public Schools, who actually participates in our Open Data Leadership Board, to look at our data sets as well. So we do have community participation as well. So as we go through this, and I really want to kind of get to the screenshots, you can kind of read through this, what our priorities are with the project, but we've kind of voiced them over the last couple of months and over the last budget process. So the recommended platform we have for you this evening is the Socrata vendor. It is a hosted system. It comes with, this particular contract has one support plan. That's what they call that blueprint. So that's their support or education. So it allows our staff to actually go out and be educated on all of their modules, online classes as well as in-person classes. They're also going to come to our site in January to do some work with our staff, hands-on staff, face-to-face work as well. The contract includes four different modules. So this particular software is built around modules. So you can pick and choose which modules work best for your city. So the, what's called Publica Open Data Cloud is actually just the open data platform itself. It's where the data exists on their hosted system. Perspectives is a really great module. So Perspectives is an online storytelling module. And I'll show you some examples here in a minute of how we tell that story. The other two are the financial modules. One is open expenditures. This is really what people sometimes call a checkbook. So if you want to see the transactional information for the city on all of our expenses, it would be located in this module, and we would have that data all loaded in there. The open budget then allows us to compare what our adopted budget was to what our actuals we've spent so far this year and give you that kind of comparison. So what I'd like to do is just kind of give you some examples of those that are out there live already in other cities. This one we just talked about. So the goal here for this is to become a smart, data-driven, decision-based city. That's our goal. It's not where we are today because we don't have the infrastructure around our data in order to allow us to do that. And so that's really the goal of this. So this is an example of the city of Cincinnati. This is their page using their public, their open data portal. So you can see it's very similar to the page that we have today. I'm going into the areas. This is another one. This is Austin, Texas, who's also using the same platform, Socrata. And this is one of their examples of how they got into their public safety area and their key indicators and how you get into their data sets. This is the perspectives that I was talking about. So this is the way we can actually tell the story of Mesa, because we're not just numbers and facts, and it's great to have access to those, and that's what an open data portal allows you to do, is go out and get access to the raw data. But what we also want to do is write the story around that data that tells how we're doing as a city, and so the perspectives allows you to do that. This is Auburn, Washington, and this is theirs on homelessness. And so they kind of write the story, and I couldn't get the whole thing. If you scroll through their website, you'll see it has a lot of information. So I split it into two screens for you. This is kind of the top where they talk about, they can set the stage, what it is they're trying to accomplish, their goals. And then as you scroll down, there's some key indicators I kind of wasn't able to get on the screen. They talk about their key indicators that they're going to be using. And then they actually show you some of the data. So they're actually able to write a story around that data. This is an example of open expenditures. So again, this is like the checkbook type style. So this would be a summary type page you would go into to get an overview. So you can see they chose to put their top funds and their top vendors. Those are all configurable. So we can figure out what we want to put on our kind of top page. And it kind of gives them to you right there. And then you're able to drill down and look at, this is Douglas County. And these are their expenses by department. By expense category, so that you can see there's kind of a spending summary about how they're doing. And then if you go to the checkbook, you can actually see the individual transactions. So it gives you two different views into the expenses of the city. This is an open budget example from the same Douglas County. And there you can see here where this is by department. So expenses broken down by department. You see the top would be the sheriff's office, would be similar to our police department. And the one line is the adopted budget, and you see that darker blue in the middle is the actual. So you can kind of compare, this is what the adopted budget was, and here's what they spent so far year to date. So it allows you to do some of those comparisons. These are interactive, so it has the ability to do year-to-year comparisons or pie charts, those types of things for that. Our expected go-live date is about the March-April. Again, our current platform will be expiring. The contract will be expiring in March. So our timeline is around that time frame, is trying to make sure that we are up. So our number one priority is to make sure that everything we have today on our open data portal is transitioned over to the new portal by the time that that contract expires. So that's our number one priority. Our second priority is then to create one story around the five different council strategic initiatives that you have out there right now. We're going to pick one and work with Socrata to actually build that kind of story and learn their tool, and then hopefully then apply that same thing to all of the other ones after the go-live date. So our priority is to get one done and kind of showcased so we can learn the tool. And then our third priority is the financial transparency, making sure that that open data, open budget and open expenditure modules are both up and running, the data's in, we've tested it, and it's out to the public by that March-April timeframe. So those are the three priorities that we have for this particular project.
Thank you, Candace. Questions for Candace? So, Candace, it sounds like, oh, I'm sorry. Thank you, Mr. Whitaker.
No, I just want to say this stuff looks excellent, so I appreciate you guys taking the time to put it together.
Thank you, Mr. Luna.
Thank you, Candace. Great presentation. When you do the creation and publication of online stories around data, are you going to do it similar to what you did when you had the budget video, which I think is excellent? Are you going to do something similar to that? It's just easier for the public to actually visually see it and describe what's going on. And I think adding this component is going to be a real enhancement. So will you be working with them, or will Socrata actually do that for us?
Mayor and Councilmember Vice Mayor Luna, that will actually be for creating the first story. Socrata will be on site to help us to do that. So whatever we would like them to do as part of that initial contract going through March, the goal would be that our staff learns the tool so that we can go forward and develop it on our own after that. But yes, the perspectives module allows for a third party. Allows you to embed videos or bring third-party data in, as well as our own data from our own site. So it appears to be, having not actually used the tool, it appears to be very robust. And I think it's going to be a matter of, one, content development, which will take a lot of staff time to make sure. We want to make sure that we develop the content so that it is communicated to the public in a manner that they find of value to them. And then just learning the tool. So, yes, we do have that ability to do those types of things on that software.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Thompson.
Candace, thank you for the presentation. This is, as you know, this is something I was pretty passionate about. I've been working on for the past year and a half. So I just want to make sure that the program that we're getting is going to be, user-friendly, not only for the interface for council and staff, but also for the average citizen out there, that they're going to be able, if they're interested in the budget, they can cycle through and get the budget numbers and get the story on that side as well. And that's the case with this program, correct?
Yes, Mayor and Councilmember Thompson, I believe that to be the case with this software. All the screenshots that you saw there, I was able to get those screenshots in just a couple clicks by going to the links right to their open data site. So once I was on the open data site of those, it was really easy for me to find the expenditures, pull up by department and that type of a thing. So I found it relatively easy to maneuver, and I'm hoping that we'll be able to do that same thing for Mesa.
Yeah, thank you.
Mr. Redia.
What's the data updates like in the current system and the future updates? How often is it updated as far as data? And then second, is part of this also going to be planned with our social media outreach, and how do we let people know about this tool? Because I think it's a great tool for people to know about. So what's the plan to inform the public about this?
Great. Mayor and Councilmember Heredia, this is regarding the updating of the data, depends on the type of data. So every data set, when it comes through, every data set that's out on our portal right now came through our Open Data Leadership Board, where we looked at the data, and it was at that time determined how often it could be updated without being too manual on the staff side. So we do have a few data sets that are being manually updated today. The goal is to move everything to automation of updating. So as we get more data sets, first we usually do it with manual updates, and then as we kind of figure out the best way to do that, then we move it over. We work with our IT staff to automate those. A lot of those are on a monthly basis, but we actually have some daily updates that are going out on a daily basis, where we're updating large data sets on a daily basis. So that's the up for updating data. The goal is to update them as often as of value that the data is, because some of the data just doesn't move very often. The second one is to automate them as much as possible so that we don't have a lot of IT staff trying to update these, or department staff updating these each month for the data. Working with, as we roll this out, obviously these are the goals, you know, going forward with March, and we will be working with social media and working with Julia and to get that word out. And that would be the goal, is we start sending links out, when we can do links on Facebook or Twitter or so forth, that would link directly to, hey, the city of Mesa has a new open data portal, come check it out, give us your feedback. Because we are always looking for feedback, obviously. When we go live, again, we'll have the one story that we hope that we'll be able to put the content to very well, with a lot of great things yet to come. And so we'll hopefully be using all those social media channels.
Thank you. Candace, the last time I think we talked about this, it was in the context of our strategic planning session and the idea of adopting some dashboards that would have, so that the goals that we set as a community and our strategic goals were tied to data, and that there was some demonstrable evidence of whether we were getting better or worse or closer to the goals that we set as a community. So I would still love to see us utilize the hopefully this tool will allow us to do that better. I mean, I do like the idea of responding to stories, but that kind of seems like, hey, when we see some data that is an interesting story, we'll use this software to help tell that story, which is great. But it's also kind of separate from, here's the goals that we've set as a council, you know, to get better at these lists of things, and we can use the data to measure whether or not we're making progress or remaining static or getting worse at those things. So I'm hoping that it's that we can have maybe on a quarterly basis those dashboards come up. I'm sure there'll be times when the results are less than we hope for, but nonetheless, we just embrace this as the way that we're going to do business going forward, and we'd like to know whether we're getting better or worse at things. So is this software going to allow us to come closer to achieving that goal of having measurable goals?
Absolutely, Mayor. That's exactly what this software will allow us to do. Because it's not just holding the data as an open data portal, but it's allowing us to actually do analysis. And I didn't do the other couple of screenshots, but there's another couple areas that I found where they actually listed out their performance measures and had checks and pluses and up arrows and down arrows about are they doing better, are they doing worse, how are they trending. So that is the goal of this, and that's why when we talk about that story around the one strategic area or council strategic area, that's what we actually mean. Okay. We actually mean looking at what you have set out, what this council has set out as the priority for the city, the outcomes, desired outcomes that we're looking for. And out of those desired outcomes, how do we measure that? How do we know that we're being successful or that we're trending in a successful way in order to achieve those outcomes? So that's exactly what we're trying to do with this software.
So this will be online hopefully in April, you're saying?
That is correct.
And we just may need to have a few more discussions so that you know what we'd like to see on the dashboard so that when it comes live in April, it's something that resonates with us.
Yes, that's why we're starting with one area.
Okay.
And so that we can hopefully have make sure that we have the proper direction so that to fill, we'd like to do all of the areas, but our focus for right now is to pick one of the strategic areas to do so that we can learn the tool and learn how to write the content. And hopefully, we're hoping that in the meantime, we'll make sure that we have the proper direction on the other ones so that they don't lag too far behind, that we can start working on those as well. But that would be our goal, is to do all of the areas in that manner.
Great.
But not by April. One by April.
Well, thank you. I'm glad we're making progress on that.
But we're tracking all.
We're tracking
in this
all the
system,
data.
Yeah.
It's just putting it in this.
We have dashboards. We have 100 and how many data points that we're collecting right now?
We have 130 data sets. 30
sets.
Right,
so
now
anybody can go in Open Data Portal and look those up today. And we can pull those out. But we will take this council strategic initiatives, and where we have clarity as far as the measurables, then that's the challenge. We will put those together. We're going to start with one. Neighborhood services or whatever. Or is that the right one?
Yes, transforming neighborhoods.
Transforming neighborhoods.
Diversity.
And then as we meet with council at the beginning of the year, we can look at the other strategic initiatives and as a group kind of begin decide on which KPIs you want to measure for each of the strategic initiatives going forward. And then we can incorporate those in this report.
Okay. Great. Thank you for making progress on this. Any other questions? Thank you, Candace. We are working our way through the agenda for our meeting later this evening. Any other questions? Item 5 is taking action on various resolutions. 6 is a resolution related to a specific piece of property. 7, I think we're excited to see progress made on the grid project. Congratulations to everyone here who's worked hard on that great project. Number 8, public hearing on an ordinance. 9 is a subdivision plat. Council, any questions or concerns? It sounds like everything will remain on the consent then, with the exception of some of the awards upstairs. The next item on our agenda is approval of minutes from an executive session held on October the 12th. Is there a motion to that effect? Thank you, Mr. Freeman. A second. Thank you, Mr. Luna. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. That passes. Next item is acknowledge receipt of minutes of various boards and committees. Is there a motion to that effect? Thank you, Mr. Thompson. Thank you, Mr. Freeman. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Next item is to hear reports on meetings and conferences attended. Anyone have anything they'd like to share with us? Mr. Luna.
Vice Mayor, speak for all of us.
Sure. We attended the National League of Cities. It was a very productive conference. We were all really busy with our committee meetings. I got accepted to serve on the board of the National League of Cities, so I'll be representing the city of Mesa along with my council colleague, Christopher Glover. And I also got accepted. I will be the second vice chair for Hispanic elected local officials. And we had a lot of very productive meeting, and we had a really good time learning about what's going on throughout the country. And I don't know if my colleagues want to add anything else.
I was appointed the chair of the Community and Economic Development Committee as well for NLC, so continue my tenure on there as well.
Well, congratulations. Any other reports on that conference or any others? Okay. Hearing none, the next item on our agenda is scheduling of future meetings. Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. Just as far as future meetings, there will be a study session on Thursday, November 30th at 7:30 a.m. We also want to remind everyone that Merry Main Street kickoff is this Friday, November 24th. The tree lighting ceremony will be at 5:45 at 1 North McDonald. So invite everybody to come down to McDonald in Main Street for that kickoff. So we'll be lots of vendors, food, and activities, and then we'll be also breaking in the ice. Maybe that's not the right word to say it. Skating on the ice on the skate rink that same night. So look forward to seeing everybody down here.
Great. Thank you. So just to remind everyone what you already know, Merry Main Street lasts for 40 days. It's the day after Thanksgiving all the way to the day after New Year's. Mm-hmm. So this is a great opportunity to come down and have this fun experience of ice skating in 70 degree weather with the palm trees in the background.
Maybe 90.
Maybe 90, yeah. So that's been a great event the last several years, and look forward to another great event this year. Any other scheduling of meetings or information? If not, the next item on our agenda is to convene an executive session. Is there a motion to do so?
Sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Luna. Thank you, Mr. Reddy. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
We will convene an executive session.